With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monares. The University of Montana has received a $24 million pledge from Indigo Partners investment firm co-founder Bill Franke and his family. The Franke family has a history of investing in higher education and has made previous donations to Stanford and Northern Arizona. The family owns a home in Montana, and school officials say they have developed a strong connection with UM. UM spokeswoman Paula Short.
Great day at the University of Montana as we are pleased to announce the largest single gift received at the University of Montana. In fact, a $24 million pledge to benefit our College of Forestry and Conservation and our Global Leadership Initiative.
The family's gift is focused on conserving Montana's natural resources and expanding the global perspective of UM students. In consideration for the gift, the university is asking the Board of Regents to rename the College of Forestry and Conservation and the university's Global Leadership Initiative in honor of the family. The renaming must be approved by the UM Faculty Senate, Provost, and President before going to the Regents in November. Montana residents are being called upon to vote in the upcoming state Supreme Court race. Justice Jim Shea said yesterday at a Montana Supreme Court election forum in Missoula that 40,000 voters in 2014 did not vote in the Supreme Court races. Quote, "It's like the third largest city in Montana just staying home," he said, adding, "We are the third co-equal branch of government in this state, and there are only seven of us on the Supreme Court. These are important races," end quote. Shea is running unopposed but will appear on the ballot for retention votes. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a case from government officials who were ordered to consult with a wildlife agency about steps they should take to protect Canada lynx in the Northern Rockies. Today's announcement came in a 2012 lawsuit from the Cottonwood Environmental Law Center. A federal judge in Montana agreed with the group that the U.S. Forest Service violated federal regulations by not revising its management plans to consider areas designated as critical to lynx survival. Federal officials challenged that ruling, which was later upheld by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Lynx were listed as a threatened species in 2000. A new study on western forest fires confirms what is already apparent. Wildfire season is getting longer and more destructive. But researchers with the University of Idaho and Columbia University also say humans are to blame for much of that increase. The study says human-caused global warming contributed an additional 16,000 square miles of burned forest from 1984 to 2015. Researchers say the 16,000 square miles represent half of the forest areas that burned over the last three decades. The study found that longer and hotter dry spells are causing western forests to dry out and become more susceptible to wildfires over a longer period of time. The study says the trend is likely to continue for decades while there are enough trees to fuel the flames. Summer is officially over, at least in Glacier National Park. The Going to the Sun road closed today for the season. Nikki Willett has more.
Nearly 2 feet of snow now covers several popular areas in the park, says spokesperson Tim Raines.
It's about that time of the year. We had a great season.
The park saw record-breaking visitation this summer, extending well into the usual spring and fall shoulder seasons. People continued streaming into the park this September, leading to 33% more visitors than last September. A total of 2.7 million people have visited the park so far this year, which has park officials thinking ahead.
Glacier is becoming more than just a local hiker's paradise. It's becoming a destination park.
Raines says park officials are starting to put together a few different potential plans to handle the park's increasing number of visitors. Those could include more shuttle bus runs, a reservation system, or even a cap on visitors.
We're not going to take anything off the table, but before we do anything, we're going to get public input.
Those plans will be ready for public comment next spring. Capping off the season today at the Columbia Falls Area Chamber of Commerce meeting, the National Park Service presented Xanterra, the park's concessionaire, a national award for its environmental stewardship. Since taking over concessions in the park 2 years ago, Xanterra has increased recycling and composting in the park, reduced waste by 22%, and implemented bear-resistant food containers. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
Homeland Security officials are warning Governor Steve Bullock that the state may not get any more time to comply with federal driver's license rules meant to prevent terrorism and identity theft. Bullock said in an interview, quote, The Obama administration continues to push what I think is a real misguided effort, this Real ID Act, end quote. Montana's latest extension expired yesterday, and the state has no plans to align its driver's licenses with the federal law. If found out of compliance, state-issued driver's licenses alone won't be accepted for admission to most federal facilities and starting in 2018 for air travel. A judge has ruled the Attorney General has the authority to decide to move the state title and registration bureau from Deer Lodge to Helena. Opponents had argued there should have been public comment. District Judge Ray Dayton says the Attorney General has the authority to manage the internal operations of the Department of Justice. A pheasant hunter was injured by a bear with two cubs today south of Nine Pipe Reservoir in the Mission Valley. He was taken to St. Patrick's Hospital and his condition is unknown at this time. Jermaine White, a spokeswoman for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribe, says the man was accompanied by two other hunters when the encounter occurred. White added the group was in dense cover and surprised the bear. Tribal bear biologist Stacy Corville says the encounter is currently under investigation at this time. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis. Thanks for listening, and you can find more Montana news at mtpr.org.